Woman charged with murder claims she was burning a witch. Woman sets fire to the wrong home when trying to get back at her ex-boyfriend. And a Japanese monkey gang leader, yes, monkey gang leader, killed after dozens of vicious attacks on locals.
This is True Crime Today.
Not only a tragedy for the family.
It's unfathomable.
Shot to death more than half a dozen times, likely with a shotgun by his own mother.
True Crime Today.
Said he then drove her body in her van about 5 miles away.
Police say she put her newborn in a trash bag and threw the baby over an upstairs banister.
A podcast that examines real stories in real time.
Disturbing.
He says she asked him to help her end her life.
True Crime Today. Starts now.
And indeed it does. And if you like the show, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any episodes of the program. It's Tony and Stacey Cole with you on today's episode of True Crime Today. What's going on?
We got some good stuff, man. And I do have to share with you, I just got a notification.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look at it. That Will Smith is now officially sorry for what he did to Chris Rock.
Oh, that's great. He's officially sorry after how many months has this been?
How many months ago was that?
Like, we all kind of forgot about it. And I was like, oh, that. Okay.
Yeah, it was an AP news alert that came in just a few minutes ago. And I did a double take.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, what? He formally apologized. So now we can all go on with our lives.
I'm glad he came to that conclusion, finally. Talk about a weird way to fuck up your career. You know,
right? And he had a lot going for him. I mean, he was at an award show for a possible award, and then he pulls that shit.
Everybody loved him. He was one of the seemingly safe, nice, good celebrities, and then it was like, oh, maybe there's more crazy going on here. But I don't know. I still stand by. I think he was someone who was in a situation where, with a very controlling significant other, yeah. I think probably some sort of mental disorder going on there. And I think he's a broken human being that was in such a state that this seemed like an okay thing to do. Does it justify it or anything? No, but it explains it a little more. It gives you some context as to how one that his character seemingly was different was not. And it turned out to be the way it was. But yeah, I think he was in a real shitty place. And I kind of get where this came from.
Yeah, I do too. So it was March 27th when the slap heard round the world happened. And it is end of July right now when we're recording this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it only took him 4 months to officially apologize.
Yeah, yeah. What do you make of Zelensky and his wife being on the cover of Vogue and then a photo shoot of them in, you know, different designer fashions around their palace in their war-torn country?
A bit odd.
Yeah.
And a little tone deaf, it felt to me.
Yeah. Very tone deaf.
Yeah. I mean, people are dying every single day in their country. And, you know, portrait of bravery. Yes, I agree with that. But I would have felt better had they been in like ripped up clothing and looked like they were fighting a battle, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it seems rather bizarre to me. It seems rather narcissistic. It seems very like, really, is this is not how, you know, there wasn't the Vogue shoots of other world leaders when they've been in similar situations done.
Well, and couldn't we have waited until this, whatever you want to call it, is done?
Yeah.
I mean, this is still an ongoing invasion. There is a horrific, I believe, bombing maybe yesterday or the day before, you know, and there seems to be every week, but they're just, the Russians are making so much more progress. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've just lost so many people. It just seems like a very odd thing to do.
Yeah. I don't think it does anything for the PR of people trying to contribute or trying to help or doing whatever they're going to do. To me, it just seems like this is getting, It's like a meme that everybody posts and everybody follows. I don't do that shit.
Yeah.
And it feels to me kind of in that vein where it's like, what? Like, this is like, we're connecting fashion to this horrible thing that's going on. And I get you're going through a lot of shit and the wife's going through a lot of shit, but you managed to get like a real good photographer in there. And I don't know. To me, I'm just like, there's something weird going on with this too.
Yeah. I can get behind them being on the cover of Time magazine. But yeah. Vogue just feels not quite right.
Not exactly the publication I would have said. No. Yeah. Great idea. Tim.
Maybe Psychology Today.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. I just don't get it. This is another one that, it's easy to not get. A woman charged with murder claims she was burning a witch. So let's hope to God, let's hope to God drugs are involved, because that gives us some explanation. This is in Minnesota. A 42-year-old woman is charged with murder after she claims she was burning a witch and then set a camper on fire in, what county is this? Ithaca County? Is that, or Ithaca County? You're from that neck of the woods.
I am. Why am I? Itasca.
Itasca County. Okay.
Yes, Itasca.
Itasca County. Crystal Wilson was charged with second-degree intentional murder and first-degree arson, both felonies, for the incident that occurred late Sunday into Monday morning. According to the complaint, Wilson attended the Miigwech Mohemian Days powwow on Sunday in Ball Club. She said she used methamphetamine and alcohol that morning and went to the camper after the powwow, knowing it was a place she could get more. Okay, so drugs were involved. She admitted to police that she used methamphetamine in the camper with the victim. She started to think the victim was going to attack her with a butcher knife and began to stab him multiple times and punch and kick him. It just kept going, Wilson said. When asked how many times she stabbed the victim, Wilson also told police she headbutted the victim and pissed on him.
They actually used the word pissed.
Pissed, like quote unquote, pissed on him, unquote. Before she went unconscious. When Wilson awoke, she poked the victim's wounds and found he was cold to the touch. She grabbed a lighter, lit the camper on fire. She said she thought she was burning a witch. When officers searched the camper, they found no butcher knife present, but did retrieve a pair of needle-nose pliers. Wilson has been convicted of 3 felonies, aiding an offender on probation, theft by swindle, and controlled substance in the 5th degree. Wilson's next court appearance is set for August 3rd. The story from WCCO.
Wow. Are there a lot of witches that you have to burn? I mean, is that something that, you know, that you're on the lookout for?
That meth makes you do crazy shit. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, what on earth? I guess that's the answer.
I understand that meth is a horrifically addictive drug.
Yeah.
But just once, I'd like to just try it in a controlled setting. And, you know, I never would, because I know all it takes is one time and you're screwed.
Yeah.
But
just to kind of get a grasp.
So fun.
Just to get a grasp on what the fuck is going on with people.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, you could set up like an amusement park, but like these padded rooms or something. Like, if meth were safe to use,
a drug amusement park where it's like completely controlled, and you go like, which one do you want to try today? Okay, we're gonna make sure it's safe for you. I think they do that like in military settings when they're like trying to test different substances and see what their effects are.
See, I'd be totally game, except for the fact that it fucks you up the first time. Yeah. So, yeah, not gonna do that. But it would just be fascinating to see what you unlock in your brain, you know?
Yeah. I'd be more curious about that with things like mushrooms or hallucinogenic type things, things of that. But there's stories of people who go on some of that shit and they come back, but they're not quite right afterwards either. So I don't know.
Microdosing. Have you heard of that?
I have. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa, sorry. I have an ad playing all of a sudden. Speaking of witches, stop. But I got a family member that does microdosing, and mm-hmm. they speak very highly of it. So I've kind of scratched my head, like, I wonder what that would be like. But again, I don't have a place that I could do it and feel safe that, you know, if I needed help, that I could get it without completely tarnishing my reputation.
You know? Or suddenly you think like the mailman is like Jeffrey Dahmer and you start chasing, like, it's Dahmer. And you kill the mailman and stab him 100 times. It's like, she thought the mailman was Dahmer. Meth was involved. You know, that's the scary. Yeah, that's the scary part. I don't know enough about drugs like that. I don't partake in things of that nature and never have. So I don't know what, but I believe in with a lot of things, there are uses that are practical. It's not everything is 100% bad or everything's 100% good. I have heard and read studies about that helping with depression and anxiety and things of that nature. So I think if we were to look into some of those things a little bit better, but ultimately it's the drug companies that don't want more practical solutions to be out there. So they, I mean, look how long it's taken for marijuana to get as far as it has.
It's taken what? Since the 60s, really?
Yeah. And what I always laugh about with that, especially when I look back at news stories and people doing shit like we just read about prior to the meth being always talked about, they're like, well, he was smoking weed and drinking. Like, what kind of fucking weed are you smoking and what kind of alcohol are you drinking that this shit? Like, I've never remotely had any thought of the sort or urge to do anything that some of these horrific things have been done when doing either of those substances legally. Like, I don't think whoever writes some of this shit has ever done those things because, like, that doesn't do that. It's just like, no, weed's not going to make you go on a killing spree at all. No. It's going to make you
lay down and take a nap.
It'll make you raid your pantry. And the next day go, shit, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, but the only massacre is going to be to anything sweet you have, you know?
Exactly. And alcohol, I mean, alcohol can, you know, have its negative effects. Sometimes it makes people more angry or whatnot, depending on the human being. But again, it doesn't necessarily lead to killing sprees. I'm sure it has in some cases, but I think there's more going on than just the alcohol in those cases. It's just baffling of what, like, what the fuck? Why are we so dense to, like, the reactive properties of what we're talking about? I think sometimes we're just so quick to try and find an answer as to what happened. It's like, it's weed and Miller Lite. No, that's not
the Miller Lite. I mean, I'm gonna lean on that one a little bit, but the weed, no.
Yeah.
The weed didn't do it. Maybe the Miller Lite.
It's shocking. Woman sets fire to wrong home when trying to get back at ex-boyfriend. This sounds like a weed and Miller Lite story.
It does. Oh my God, yeah.
Now, this one sounds like poor judgment. You're kind of high, you're kind of drunk, and your emotions are going crazy and you're making the wrong decision.
And no access to GPS to get the right location.
You'd at least think you'd like want to kind of make sure you're at the right place.
Maybe.
In North Carolina from WBTV, a woman who may have been trying to send a message to an ex-boyfriend apparently targeted the wrong house in an arson case being investigated by the Rowan County Sheriff's Office. According to the report, the homeowner Gold Hill was awakened at approximately 7 a.m. On Friday, by a neighbor who spotted a woman apparently trying to set fire to her house. There were bundles of wood and a fire on the front porch, and deputies later located a jug of bar and chain oil that they say was used to light and spread the fire. You're picking bar and chain oil as well. The homeowner came outside and tried to get water on the fire. When he came out, he noticed a woman standing near a blue car that was blocking the driveway. The woman later identified by deputies as Christy Louise Jones, 49, of Richfield, in Stanley County. Deputies say the homeowner went to get the garden hose and noticed pieces of wood placed around the propane tank where the fire were on fire. The homeowner's garden hose also didn't work because Jones allegedly used Flex Seal to try and seal off the water.
So that is a testimonial to Flex Seal. That shit works.
That is. And it also, I mean, it shows a little premeditation here of, I'm going to go put some Flex Seal on that hose so they can't use it. Like, you're gonna get the wrong house, but you're gonna take enough consideration to put Flex Seal on the hose. God. A homeowner then grabbed a rifle and confronted the woman. According to the report, Jones did not have much to say and just mumbled. Jones was also reportedly holding one of the homeowner's dogs on a leash.
Oh,
Deputies say a cut was discovered on the homeowner's above ground pool. So stabbed the pool, started a fire, put Flex Seal on the hose, and took the dog. As firefighters and deputy sirens could be heard coming to the location, Jones reportedly got in the car and left, brushing the homeowner with the car as she drove away. The homeowner was able to get the license number and description of the car. Another witness recognized Jones and told deputies that she lived in Stanley County. Deputies went to the house where Jones lived and talked with her, and they charged her with felony first-degree arson, assault with a deadly weapon, and larceny of an animal. The bond was set at $101,500. More charges are possible in this case. Deputies estimate the damage to the home to be around $20,000. A witness told deputies that a former boyfriend of Jones did own property in the area and that they believe Jones may have targeted the wrong location. Deputies said there's no evidence that Jones and the homeowner were acquainted.
Jesus. What a dumbass. You know, and it doesn't even talk about, were there drugs, alcohol, anything involved, or is she just that dumb?
I don't know. It really could be any of the above. That's the thing.
God. Well, I want to know what happened to the dog. The dog wasn't hurt. It was just larceny, which is what, theft?
I believe so. So the dog, I'm assuming, is back with the owner.
I hope so.
Is there like a Hallmark card for this where you can go to Target and like, sorry for stabbing your pool, taking your dog and lighting your house on fire and putting Flex Seal on your hose?
Oh, there should be.
Next time I won't do that.
Sorry. I'll plan better next time.
Yeah.
What a dumbass.
I'd like to hear from the boyfriend or the supposedly targeted boyfriend. Like, what is his thoughts on all this?
Well, his thoughts are going to be, I told you she was nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's something along those lines. Well, if you don't have to worry about humans enough, monkeys are apparently something that are of grave concern in Japan. Member of a gang terrorizing locals caught and killed. And it's a monkey member of a gang. And they look.
I love monkeys. Do you remember that about me? I'm a huge monkey fan.
Yeah. And these ones look kind of scary, though. These guys look like if I were in a dark alley and I saw these, I'd be kind of scared.
Oh, they would mess with you. Absolutely. These are what, macaques?
I don't know. A member of a gang of monkeys that has terrorized residents of a Japanese city for weeks has been caught and killed, officials say. The macaque have injured almost 50 people in Yamaguchi. A male primate was found in the grounds of a high school on Tuesday evening by specifically commissioned hunters. It was tranquilized and later put down when it was identified as one of the animals responsible for the attacks. Authorities have been hunting the monkeys since the attacks began on adults and children about 3 weeks ago. Most injuries have been mild scratches and bites. Incidents are still being reported, and the search continues for other members of a gang. An official at the local agriculture department told AFP, eyewitnesses describe monkeys of different sizes, and even after the capture, we've been getting reports of new attacks. The captured monkey was estimated to be 4 years old and was about half a meter tall. Japanese macaques are common in large parts of the country and in some areas are considered a pest, eating crops and sometimes entering homes. However, attacks in Yamaguchi are unusual. City officials said before the capture that it was rare to see many attacks in a short period of time. Initially, only children and women were attacked. That said, adding recently, elderly people and adult men have been targeted too. Earlier efforts to capture the animals with traps failed, and police patrols set up in early July have been unsuccessful until now. Reports include a four-year-old girl scratched after a monkey broke into her apartment and one animal entering a kindergarten classroom. Once a vulnerable species, Japanese macaques have recently seen a population boom. This has led to serious conflicts with people. According to research from Yamaguchi University, changes in human behavior and forest environments may be one cause. So this
That's
is like
something else.
This is like the setting of the next horror movie of some sort. Where,
I would see that.
Where it's like,
I would totally see that.
To get the monkey to have some sort of a disease or something that it's going to spread, and they're just kind of running wild and hiding and shit. You want to scare people and really make them not want to go outside or leave their home. Get a bunch of these guys running around and, you know, just flying out of trees out of nowhere. And if you get touched or bit, you're fucked.
Oh, and I was just looking it up So these are also known as snow monkeys, which mm-hmm. makes them sound a little bit cuter. They do like to form gangs, and sometimes they will go off into other gangs. And if one of the monkeys is not as afraid of people as the gang in which it joins, it will like train the others to not be afraid of people too. So they learn from each other.
Yeah. It's like, they're not bad. Oh my God. My God.
Yeah. People are, residents are now carrying umbrellas and scissors to fend off potential monkey assaults. I'm sorry. I find this so funny, and I know it's not, but people are running from monkeys.
This is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. My God. Here's another one you need to be scared of, is the guy, your friend that you're out with, and then he thinks that you're going to invoke Bigfoot and have him come and attack you. So the logical choice, kill your friend. I'm trying to figure this out because I'm just looking at this TV station. It's K10 out of Oklahoma. They're both the NBC and the ABC affiliate. How does that work?
How does that work?
I don't know. It means somebody doesn't have any money anymore, so we're just going to put both affiliates on the... I don't even know how this... There's usually like a... Is it like one on HD1 and another one's on HD2? I don't know.
It's possible, but I mean, we're both from the media and these are competitors. I can't imagine... I mean, you're supposed to separate this stuff. They would never want to be seen together.
They don't so much anymore. I think it's more so you can have one news department that airs... But it's a different... But it's all listing is 10. I don't know. Maybe like they run their same news on the same channel and then it's different program. I don't know. This doesn't make any sense.
I would actually be worth a phone call to them and be like, so how does this work? I need to know.
I don't know. I don't know.
I may do that when we're done recording because you nailed it. That I don't understand. Plus it's K10. To me, I just see kitten.
Kitten news. I love when TV stations take their call letters and then try and say them aloud. Like, you're watching Cake. That's one. It was in Wichita. Was Cake. Cake news. No. Yeah. So try and sound serious. Breaking news on Cake. And everybody in the area.
Sound serious.
Everybody in the area who's been there forever is like, oh, yeah, they're a good news station. I'm like, do you realize how insane this sounds to someone who's not from here?
Exactly. Like, yeah. People are just used to it. But when you're new, all you see is like a Black Forest cake in your head.
And then they also like, they still like talk about this character they had called Cake Man years ago. Yes. That used to be like Saturday mornings when there'd be local programming sometimes and it'd be like a clown or something. Yeah. Cake Man was his name. And I've watched videos and it's kind of creepy and people like hold it with reverence. Like, oh, I remember watching Cake Man.
What? That's just, there's, okay. I'm sorry, but these mascots, this mascot bullshit that goes on in media.
Yeah.
Is stupid. I mean, how dumb do you think people are? I mean, the first radio station I ever worked at was a frog.
Yeah.
It was one of those stupid froggy stations.
Yeah.
And because I'm like under 5 feet tall, they wanted me to be the frog. And I'm like, no, no, I am not putting on a frog suit. Thank you very much. I did not go into this field so I could dress up as a mascot.
Mm-hmm.
And more power to you if you're into mascots, but it's not helpful. I don't think it, you know, mascots should be at sporting events, things like that, but a news station, a radio station? No.
We had one in Wichita. And, you know, because every station does the cash cow and they think they're so original. It's like, oh, cash cow. We can make all these fun cow analogies like moolah. It'll be funny and people will find it wonderful. It's like, this is the lamest shit I've ever heard.
It's so tired. The only time I can get behind a cow, maybe, is in Wisconsin.
Sure. Sure.
Dairyland makes sense. Anywhere else, now you're just making shit up.
Yeah. And the costume that they had, and I was shocked by this. It was not like big and fluffy. It was rubber and tight.
Yep.
And I remember they were asking me when I got there, like, you're new, you want it? Like, no, I signed up to do your afternoon drive show, not be your fucking mascot. So
see, same problem. Like, it's like a hazing thing that they want to do to the new people.
It's like, you can have all these interns over here. You can have one of them do that shit. Like, I'm sorry I graduated from that shit when I was 14. So,
yeah.
Like, I'm no. But when they wore it, it looked like if you were to have a cow be a character on The Walking Dead, right. Is what it looked like. It looked like an anorexic cow standing on two legs that would scare children and most adults.
If the look of the cow didn't frighten people, the stench, because
sweat.
These mascots spend a lot of time at like the county fair where it's 100 degrees, and God only knows if they're, you know, wearing deodorant in the first place
or pants.
Yeah, or didn't even think of that. But the stench coming from those mascot uniforms could kill a small country.
Yeah.
And I know it well, because just for a joke, I did put on a mascot costume.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bee, a buzzing bee,
mm-hmm.
when I worked in Duluth for B105. And it was just awful.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst locker room, funky feet, bad crotch smell, all wrapped into one thing.
Yeah.
And I could only stay in the costume for about 10 minutes. And I'm like, I got to get out of here. I feel like I'm going to hurl.
Yeah.
It was awful. And it like stayed in your nose. You couldn't get rid of it.
Yeah.
I remember like blowing my nose to try to get the smell out.
And nobody cleans these things. Mm-mm. So it's just like it's thrown in the back corner of a musty basement. And I'll go, somebody go get the cow out. And then we're going to put that on and we're going to walk in the parade and give a bunch of children nightmares. That's what that one looked like. But speaking of Bigfoot, this is not a mascot, but a man. This is in Oklahoma. So, you know, not that shocking. Suspect is under arrest in connection with a bizarre weekend homicide case in Pawtucket County. The incident happened on Saturday afternoon just outside the Ada city limits. Deputies say Larry Doyle Sanders, 53, admitted to a family member that he had killed his friend Jimmy Knighton along the South Canadian River. He appeared to be under the influence of something, Sheriff John Christian said about Sanders. His statement was that Mr. Knighton had summoned Bigfoot to come and kill him. That's why he had to kill Mr. Knighton. So we had one that thought it was a witch. This guy's thinking Bigfoot's on the way. Sanders and Knighton had been noodling. Are you familiar with noodling in this practice?
No.
This is insane. This is insane shit that they do. I learned about it when I was in Wichita, because they do it there in Kansas and they do it in Oklahoma. They go into these creeks, basically, or rivers, where you can get in and stand and not be washed away. And rivers and creeks in that part of the country, there's a lot of snakes. There's a lot of shit you don't want to get near you. And for the most part, they're not like the cleanest, purest looking little rivers. There's a lot of farm runoff that goes into these things.
Yeah.
And it's just, they're kind of gross. They're not, don't think of pristine river. Some are cool, but that's kind of few and far between. And even then, snakes. They go in and usually around like a tree that may be near the riverbank, there's the root system that goes, you know, halfway into the water and halfway into the ground. And that creates kind of a reef-like area where catfish like to live.
Oh!
So noodling is, they literally, their arm is the noodle. They stick their hand into the hole in the side of the river, not knowing what the fuck's in this hole. It could be a copperhead. It could be anything, or maybe a catfish. And you literally stick your arm into the mouth of the catfish, because they're going for big, huge catfish, and you pull it out of the water.
So your arm is basically the bait.
It is. And catfish have teeth.
Oh.
And it can actually... There's stories where these things have bitten down and literally there's huge catfish out there. These are not just like, you know, Vandecamps or anything like that. There's catfish that they found in some of these places that are like the size of a fucking Volkswagen. So
why would you do that?
Because they're rednecks. They decided to reach in and you try and pull it out. But you can also rip the skin off of your arm or get bitten by a copperhead or whatever. There's plenty. It's not a good idea ever. It's typically one of those things that you were taught when you were young and you keep doing it because your daddy and your pappy and your grandpappy did it. So I'm going to keep doing it too, because why would we ever want to evolve and not be a dumbass? And it just happens. I've seen it. I've talked to the people who've done it, and it's fucking insane. But that's what noodling is.
You know, the fact that you brought up copperheads, that would be enough to stop me from, I'm not doing that.
Or a water moccasin, or more likely a water moccasin. But there's so many, there's just a lot of shit in there that does not make it safe. Sanders and Knighton had been noodling in the river on Saturday when the confrontation ensued. According to a statement issued by the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation, Sanders reported striking and strangling Knighton. Search agencies and the Pawtucket County Sheriff's that weren't available to locate the victim's body until Sunday afternoon. Now investigators are working to uncover details of the crime. And they weren't able to locate the body. It's not that they weren't available. I was thinking, well, they are noodling too, and they can't go and find the body. They weren't able to locate the body. It always makes it easier, Christian said. You still have to prove all the elements of the crime and that what the suspect is telling you is what actually happened. OSBI agents charged Sanders with first-degree murder. I want to hear more about the belief that Bigfoot was summoned. It seems like they were noodling, and then they got in a fight, and then he told police that he summoned Bigfoot. Where did
Bigfoot come into this? Yeah. I don't understand the correlation here.
How does that enter the conversation where this is...
Well, and tell me, you seem to know a little bit about Bigfoot. What is the difference between a Yeti and Sasquatch and Bigfoot? Are they all the same thing?
I think they're the same thing. I don't know. I mean, I don't really follow much of that. I'm more in the ghosts. But yeah, from what I've known over the years, it's more so the terminology and what is used in different parts of the country to describe the same sort of creature.
Oh, see, I'm more familiar with Sasquatch.
I always called it Bigfoot up by us. I never used Sasquatch.
I wonder if that was a Minnesota thing.
Maybe. It might be. But Bigfoot is what we always said in Wisconsin when I was growing up. At least in Northeast Wisconsin is kind of what we said. But it was never like, I don't know. It was also not really something we talked about. Like it was like there or anything like that. It wasn't ever, there was no legends about it in the area. It was more like we watched Harry and the Hendersons and thought, hey, wonder if there's any Bigfoots out here. That sort of thing. Not like my uncle was up in the hills and saw the Bigfoot. How they were noodling, and after he made love to his cockatoo. You know, it's more like, you know, there's a Bigfoot or something. But it's, yeah.
I wonder, you know, I feel like people seem to see Bigfoot or Sasquatch when they're out camping. And I really think that maybe it just has something to do with some alcohol. You know, you're on vacation, you see some weird shit in the woods, and you go, oh, has to be Bigfoot. Because I can't explain it otherwise.
You know, with the advent of us having everybody having cameras and all that, I don't know why it's always such still grainy footage and that sort of stuff. Maybe we'll get more evidence of something like that. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there was something of that nature somewhere in a very wooded, deep in the forest area that people normally don't go to. I mean, they still find species of animals all the time out there like that. So maybe
that's the thing. Yeah. They are finding different species. Why haven't they found Bigfoot yet?
Maybe it's just a very, very elusive creature and it really knows how to hide well. I mean, I've only seen a fox like once or twice in my life, and that's because it had mange and it just didn't give a shit. Other than that, like foxes are really good at hiding and they're out there. You know, you can hear them sometimes, but they're just very, very good at it. I wouldn't be surprised if something like this was like that. I don't know. I don't think it's as common as people think they are, but I think there's some basis to the story somewhere where maybe there is something out there at some place somewhere, but I don't think it's going to be summoned when people are noodling in Oklahoma.
No, I'm going to look more into that noodling thing. That's intriguing. But yeah, I do agree. Where did Bigfoot come in here?
I don't know. I mean, there's thoughts that it could be a supernatural thing too, where maybe it can disappear. Maybe it can blend in with the surroundings. Maybe there is something to it where there is some weird properties to it that go beyond what we understand. I don't know.
And back to the story, they've charged him with first degree murder, but they don't have a body.
They finally found the body.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah. It didn't turn into bait. Although with the size of some catfish, it wouldn't be surprising, but yeah, there was one. There was like one in Oklahoma, I believe, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, that was literally the size of a Volkswagen.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
How old do you think that thing was?
They can live to be pretty fucking old. I believe these are, they're like a prehistoric type fish. So like sturgeon can live to be more than 100. I think, I don't know if those can live to be that old too, but they can be around for quite some time.
Oh, that's frightening. I may never go in the water again.
Yeah, you think of like sharks in the ocean and shit, but think about the Volkswagen-sized catfish out there in Oklahoma.
I think it'd just swallow you up.
In theory, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. No, so, thanks.
Time to go noodling and have that experience. Mm. Yeah. Go to Oklahoma tourism and take a noodling tour.
And isn't noodling illegal too?
I don't know the answer to that. It might be. I honestly don't know.
So many things wrong with this story that we just talked about.
It might just be kind of one of those, you know, do it at your own risk.
Yeah, maybe.
I have no idea. Anyway, that's going to wrap up today's episode of True Crime Today. If you like the show, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any episodes of the program. We do greatly appreciate that. Until next time, for Stacey, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to True Crime Today.
True Crime Today. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our full episodes, breaking news updates, and daily briefs from True Crime Today.